I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I'm taking a look at the radar and that system that Captain Kirk was talking about. It looks pretty nasty, and it is headed from west to east. Right now it just passed through Houston, at least that leaning edge of it where it's really bad, and then behind it there's some medium to light rain that extends probably a couple hundred miles behind it. The good news is, unlike those storms that hit us during the week, this one is moving fast. This is a frontal system. When it gets to you, it's going to be intense, but shouldn't last very long, and tomorrow should be a much better day. And then all next week, we'll get some of the lower humidities and maybe even some lower temperatures. But you got to be careful, depending on where you are. That thing is rocking and rolling and heading this way. All right, I got a lot of people up this morning early and listening to it. Monique, hey, Monique Ray, glad to hear from you. And also Veronica. Veronica, how did your turkey season end up? Shoot me a message or a text and let me know, because you don't hunt far from me. And I got to tell you, this was one of the worst, maybe the worst I've ever had. All right, got some other texts coming in. This one says, every home gardener having a banner spring with crops, wondering if the excellent fishing going on points to environmental connections. Could be something to that. All right, did want to talk about the shrimp season. It's getting ready to open in Louisiana on Monday. It'll be opening up at 6 a.m. in two of our zones, the eastern and the middle portion of the state. It opens on the 27th over there by Captain Kirk in the west. You know, a lot of people used to pull small trawls and catch, not only did they catch shrimp, but you could catch some crabs and really make a nice little ice box full of good seafood. But it's, people have kind of gotten away from it. I don't know why, but because the open waters, it's easy enough to do. And if you're going to be shrimping, here's what you need to do. You need both a basic and a saltwater fishing license. That's number one. And even recreational fishermen need gear licenses. And the cost, if you have a trawl that is 16 feet or less, is $25. If you've got one over 16 foot, but not more than 25, because if you go over 25, you're considered commercial, that's an $80 fee. Those are for in-resident fees of the state of Louisiana. Now, there are also some limitations on what you can catch. If you've got a 16-foot trawl or smaller, it's 100 pounds per day. And if you've got one over 16 but less than 25, it's 250 pounds. This is a lot of shrimp. And remember, you cannot sell any of your shrimp or put them into commerce. That is strictly for your own personal use. It's kind of like the same thing on recreational fishing. But recreational shrimping will open at those same times. And if you're recreational shrimping, you get out there and you still do it, I'd love to hear from you. It's a lot of fun because, you know, you got some time between drags when you got those pulls, and then all of a sudden you pull it up and you're waiting with bated breath, what's going to be in that trawl. And sometimes you never know what's going to come in there. All right, we'll be back and get to some more of your texts. Also, I want to talk to Captain Mike Gallo, find out what he's been doing. Boy, he put up a beautiful picture of a couple of flounders he made for Mother's Day. I'm sure that was for his mother and also his wife, or maybe the mother of his wife. I don't know. We'll find out. But two people got some really nice crab meat stuffed flounders, and we're going to talk all about that. And also speckled trout and redfish, and that's his specialties. And he's Mike Gallo. He's up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. All right, it's time to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. His reports are brought to you by one of our loyal sponsors, CETO. And if you want to get in and get it online and get them sign you up, CETO.com is one way to do it. You can also call Captain Chris on the telephone. He'll be glad to help you. 504-301-4545. For years, they've been selling peace of mind for $179 for a year. And if you're in the event you need them, they'll bring you fuel. They'll tow you in 24/7 from wherever. Get you jump started if you got an electrical problem. CETO, they're AAA on the water. Check them out, CETO.com. Captain Mike, let's talk flounders before anything else. Man, that was a taste-tempting recipe you put up on social media, those two flounders you cooked for Mother's Day. You have that recipe posted on your website?
I do not have that recipe posted on my website, but it's very simple. I need to do that. I guess 20 years ago, Don, I tried taking my mother to a restaurant for Mother's Day, and I felt like we were hustled in and hustled out. It just wasn't the experience I wanted my mother to have. So I asked her for her recipe on stuffed flounder, and then I started stuffing flounder for her every Mother's Day since then. So it's kind of become a tradition in our family, and we look forward to it.
Well, it looked really good, and didn't look like it was all that difficult, so you really need to get that up on your site and let people enjoy it. How about the flounders? You know, you've been catching a few. What is your opinion on the flounder situation?
I would say since last fall and into this spring, I've probably already caught more flounder in that six-month period than I've caught in the prior 4 or 5 years. And, you know, I'm trying to save them around Mother's Day. And it got to be pretty tough. I think one year we had soft-shell crabs because I couldn't come across any flounder. And I put the word out to the captains that work for me, hey, if you catch flounder, I need one. I got one mom, I need one. You know, so I'm glad to see them come back, and there seem to be decent size. So that's a good thing. I don't know much about them. You know, I know a few things about them. I don't know much about their biology. But I'm glad to see them starting to return, and certainly a welcome addition to the ice chest.
What do you tell a client that says, we want to catch flounders? What's your reply to that?
That's an interesting question. In 20 years, this is my 21st year of guiding. You would think I would have had more requests for strict flounder trips. I've had two. I've had two requests to strictly go after flounder fishing. And if you're going to target flounder, they like hard bottoms and they like points. They're an ambush predator that like to hide on the bottom and let something, you know, swim by without them knowing about it, and they jump up and grab it. So usually once you find one, there's more. Wrigley's Pass is a good area to find flounder. They have steep ledges in it, hard sand bottom, and you just got to work it from the grass all the way out to maybe 15 feet deep. A jig on the bottom. I like to tip my plastics. I like bright colored plastics if I'm going to fish flounder. They are scent oriented, so the gulp works fine. Or like I say, you can tip your plastic. But once you find them, if they're in 6 feet of water or 10 feet of water, whatever it happens to be, you want to concentrate on those areas. And I've had trips where we caught a dozen, but most of the time you stumble across three or four while you're fishing for something else.
Yeah, I would say 95% of the flounders that are caught incidental to other catches. You know, that I-10 bridge close to you crosses Lake Pontchartrain in the fall. They get a nice little run on that flat that's over there, closer to the South Shore.
Yeah, that's correct. From what I understand, the male flounder is in the Gulf, and the female flounder is inland. And in the fall when they spawn, the female migrates out towards the male and go through the spawning ritual. So that's why you hear of more catching the flounder in the fall. And they'll travel with the shrimp. I've often heard of shrimpers catching them in their trawls when they're doing butterfly nets at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, let's talk about something more immediate. How are you handling this approaching front system this morning? Are you going out this morning, and where are you headed?
We are going out this morning. The water's high. We've had high winds for the last 4 days. We're going to go into marsh and hopefully find some clean water, dead shrimp under a cork, and hopefully we can find some redfish. So that'll be our plan today. Captain Chris is working for me, and he did tell me that he caught some trout yesterday evening. I didn't the customers showed up and we got busy with other things. So I don't know where he caught them. I would say Lake Bourne, but I don't know where in Lake Bourne. With the winds that were predominantly out of the east and southeast, I would think he was on that south and eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne somewhere. There might have been a clean pocket and some shells. Unfortunately, I'll find that information out later today, but I can't share it with you now because I don't know it.
Yeah. You know, you guys didn't get as bad a rain over in that eastern end of the state, St. Tammany Parish. The western side in Tangipahoa really got an inundation, but I don't think that there was enough to really – the Pearl is going to be high, but I don't think it's enough to dump a bunch of fresh water that's going to even displace fish from that area there where it empties in by the Wrigley's.
No, I think you're exactly correct. Not enough fresh water to be a problem. And the strong south and easterly winds blew in some salt water. So our salinity is actually a little higher than it's been in the last 3 months. We have salinities approaching double digits. I think it's around 8.
All right, that's good news for this time of year. Captain Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, aaofla.com. Got you listed on my site at dontheoutdoorsguy.com, and you got a couple phone numbers. I know you got one painted on the side of your truck. What's that number?
That number is 985-781-7811, and we monitor that. When the phone's on, when I go to the Biloxi Marsh, I turn my phone on airplane mode. But when I get back, I'll turn it on, and it'll download messages.
And don't be surprised if you get calls wanting that flounder recipe when people see it.
Oh, it's very simple. If I can do it behind a stove, it's pretty simple.
There you go. All right, Mike, y'all have a good day. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. Looking forward to it.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, quite the flounder chef. Good-looking stuff. All right, we come back after this. Brendan Bayard joins us. It's our Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Paddlers / Peddlers Report. They got a redfish bass tournament, a combo going on today, but I don't think Brendan's fishing there. He's fishing elsewhere. His report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Brendan Bayard this morning with the Paddler's Report. It's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. They've got locations all across the state, mid-city of New Orleans or on the North Shore in Covington, out in Baton Rouge. They've got some of the best kayak fishing models, brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. You can look at them on their website, MasseyOutfitters.com. They've also got a very nice Facebook page. Might want to check them out there. We'll get to Brendan's report in a second, but I want to catch up on some of our text messages that have been stacking up a little bit. Somebody missed Campo's report today. Can you please update? When the weather allows, fishing's been off the charts for speckled trout down there. He is out of bait, but he's expecting something later, or you can stop on the way down and pick it up. That's kind of the, in a nutshell, Shell Beach report. Big John from Covington. Hey, Big John, listening this morning, says, you guys make me miss the flounder run every year during the spring at the bridges in Slidell. I miss the 80s and 90s Lake Pontchartrain fishing. Yeah, wasn't ever been it then, I think, in those early and late 90s. Boy, what a decade that was for big specks and flounder and other species at the bridges. Hopefully that will return. All right, here's one good morning, Don. Chasing reds this morning. Nothing worse than trying to wake up teenage daughters to go fishing. Jeez, Bo. Well, having had three of them, I share your pain. All right, here's one from Bitico Tommy. I remember the night before opening shrimp season. The ice houses were busy selling ice, and opening day the launches were backed up for blocks. We had some fun. The Pod's truck driver, he's listening and checking in. Also, we got a happy hog hunter in Dixie Ranch Wildlife Club. And someone else says, this is Perry from Galliano. Is it just him, or are we experiencing an unusual amount of rain for this time of year? Actually, I don't think the situation is more rain. I think it's coming all at one time instead of being spread out. But I think, depending on the air, if you check, we're right about on average rainfall for this month. All right, let's go to Brendan Bayard. We got him up there now. Brendan, you're not fishing the bass and redfish tournament today with BCKFC. What's the deal?
I am just doing some bass fishing. I had a good report of my little camp lake over here, so I was going to go hit that up right now. The weather a little bit spotty today, so I was just going to pop in and out of the camp, do some fishing, hide from the storms, come back out, kind of do that all day and all weekend, if you will. the guys are going to be down there catching redfish and bass and plaquemines and East plaquemines and St. Bernard today for the third Bayou Coast tournament of the year. These are all catch, photo, and release social distancing tournaments, so should be a fun one today.
What do you expect it's going to take to win that? Now, this is a catch, photo, and release, so we're talking measurements. What would you say it'll take, given the conditions we got, which is going to be a little bit windy down there, to say the least?
Yeah, it's a little bit interesting because we're kind of tinkering with the format, so anything that is over 27, it doesn't count. So we're doing a slot redfish catch, photo, and release, and then the bass element might be the one that makes a difference. If you have a lot of people that are catching fish around the 26-inch range, the weight doesn't really matter. It's only about, the length on the ruler. So that makes it a little bit easier. You're not looking specifically for fat reds. You're just looking for reds that are within those couple of inch, 25, 26, and then you're trying to find those bass to make the difference in your bag. So whoever has the best bass spots today is who I expect to really jump in front of a lot of people. If you add a few bass, I think that could go a long way.
So your strategy would be, if you were fishing it, go to a spot where you're more likely to catch a bigger bass, because all things being considered, redfish are going to be pretty equal.
Yeah, I think that if you catch, a few redfish, you might, maybe you have a couple that are, maybe you don't have quite as good of a redfish spot, but you end up with a couple of 25s instead of a couple of 26 and a half. There's only 3 inches there, but if you are really on the bass and you have a few bass that are, maybe in that 18-inch range, well, 18-inch bass over a 15-inch bass puts you two fish ahead of the next guy. So as far as redfish, difference in ease of catch, if you will. So that would be my strategy. It just depends. It's a lot harder to find those bigger marsh bass. So might be a little bit of an interesting strategy, freshwater locations that are within East Plaquemines or St. Bernard might be the tickets, like little back levee canals, those kind of places that maybe people aren't thinking of first and foremost might make the difference.
Yeah, my choice would be Delacroix for a tournament like that. I think that would be my number one spot.
Yeah, definitely for frequency of catch, that's where I would head to.
Brendan, give me a couple spots saltwater-wise that would be out of the wind today for people to fish.
What we got today? I haven't even looked. It's a south wind today?
Yeah, it's very strong. We got the sucking effect. There's a big frontal system's coming in from the west.
Yeah, backside of Grand Isle would be good until it gets super rough. I really like launching over there at the Danny and Kristen Ray public launch over there behind the high school. Paddling left, there's a nice oyster reef that extends for a couple of miles with no impediments or docks behind there. It's a really great natural bank on the backside of Grand Isle. It's caught lots of reds, lots of trout, flounder back there as well. If it's not as windy, when you get out there, you can paddle out to Dutch Island. A lot of trout on the periphery of that island, interior of that island has some reds. That's a nice little easy place to go fish right now. Lots of good reports coming from there. And then Leeville off the side of the road has been doing really well. You can tuck into some of those canals up there, and catfish and the canals around Catfish and Golden Meadow are still holding strong as well.
Sounds like a good plan. I think you also have a good plan, fishing those calm inland pond waters and small lakes and catch those freshwater fish. Not a bad idea either. Brendan, thanks
nice
for the report.
Today. We
did
caught
you?
Nice
well, that's one of my favorites.
Top water yesterday. So.
Wow, that's unusual. Top water side.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty unusual. So, hoping for another repeat. Thanks, Tom.
Go get them. All right, we'll see you. Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Next week, you'll hear from Captain Eric Muhabarak. All right, we come back from this. I'm going to tell you about we're looking for singers, at least Louisiana Fish Fry is. If you can just sing the Louisiana State Anthem, "You Are My Sunshine," you will be rewarding 100 meals to people who are in need of them through our community. We'll be right back, talk more about that. And also, a guy that was trying to get a nice crab dinner, well, he got caught by the crab trap. Trapped by a crab trap. Back with his bad boy story right after this time out. You listen to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. weeks, we've been asking you to sing the Louisiana state anthem, You Are My Sunshine, recorded on your cell phone and video, and submit it to Louisiana Fish Fry. And in return, you will have earned 100 meals to our community through local food banks on behalf of Louisiana Fish Fry. Now, if the words are furnished, everything's there for you to do it. If you want to see some examples of our Bayou Wild team and family and friends doing some of these, go to that website and you'll see some there. We've got my daughter number three. A lot of you have heard Cherie. She's done the show with us sometimes. Her and her pampered Pomeranian put on a performance. We also have Miss Louisiana, Megan Cruz, singing it. Our friend Kim and her daughter from Morton Seafood. And then we had our own Bayou Wild team, including the family of Chris Lecoq, his wife Amanda, young Dean and daughter Emma. They put together a little verse, and then Martha participates in it, and yeah, I sing in it. Now, somebody told me they would buy 100 meals for the community if I didn't sing anymore, but I didn't think it was that bad. So go to our webpage, BayouWildTV.com, listen to them, and rate me, review from 1 to 10. What do you think how do you think I stand as a singer? And be sure and record your own and send it to them. All the instructions are there. You can go to their Facebook page. That's Louisiana Fish Fry. Or we have a link from BayouWildTV.com. All right, coming back after this quick 10-second pause, we're going to tell you about this week's bad boy of the outdoors. He was trapped with a crab trap. Tell you all about his violation and what he's looking at right after this pause for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Acting on a tip, and how many of our bad boy stories begin with those calls and complaints from anonymous citizens who are just tired of violators on our fish and game laws? Well, more than one complainant reported the illegal removal of crabs from traps in the Voss Canal in Terrebonne Parish. On April 10th at 6 p.m., when Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery agents spotted Chad Pellegrin's boat in that vicinity, they stopped him for a compliance check and discovered 8 crabs in his possession. Upon questioning, he admitted he took them from a trap not belonging to him without the owner's permission. The seized crabs escaped the boiling pot, but not so happy as the 8 freed crustaceans, and facing a fine of up to $950 and up to 120 days in jail is 37-year-old Chad Pellegrin of Gray, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Whew, that's a pretty hefty price. Figure that is what it does. And 8 crabs for 9 feet. He didn't even get to keep the crabs. That's the worst part about it. Don't be a bad boy. Don't be like Chad. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to a good guy, Captain Ryan Lambert. Fishes down in Plaquemines. We'll find out what's happening down there in his area right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Yeah, and those flounders do bite on plastic. Here's a text says, in my fishing career, most of my flounder catches have been incidental to catching reds and trout, but I remember a few flounder trips where they were stacked up and targeted. When you find them like that, you can catch an obscene amount of flounders. Yeah, that's true. Probably my most memorable flounder trip, I was fishing on North Island, and there was a cut through the island. It was no wider than a ditch, and it ran from one side of the island to the other, and in that ditch the flounders were stacked up. Obviously they were ambushing bait that was being funneled through there, and Hokie Gajon and I would ambush. We walked to that ditch and whacked some beautiful. That was the biggest flounder I ever caught, 5.5-pound flounder. That is a huge flounder. I think that's the one fish most people probably overestimate the weight. When you get one that's 5 pounds, that is a doormat. All right, let's talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He knows a little bit about flounders. Ryan, what do you know about catching flounders?
I used to know a lot about it, but nowadays there's not much to know.
you didn't forget. There's just not much knowing about them. Well, hopefully they can come back.
I've caught two really big ones. I've caught a 7 3/4 and a 10-2.
Woo!
That's big flounder.
10-2. Oh, my God. 10-2.
I couldn't hardly get it in the net. It was bigger than the igloo.
you sure that wasn't a halibut?
Oh, look,
that might have been a halibut with a broken GPS.
Grandma yeah. says, I'm 82 years old, and that's the biggest one of them I ever seen.
Yes, that is a huge flounder. Oh, man. Yeah, well, what's your plan going to be today with all this wind coming and rain coming and all that stuff?
Oh, gosh, we're just going to go fish and catch some redfish. That's what you can do on days with it. It's been windy for so long out of the southeast. It's
it's really detrimental for getting after the trout and burrus, you know, because it's blowing in on the east side and it's and the waves on the west side and it's dirtying the water up because it's pushing that everything this way out of Southwest Pass. So it's just weird, but you know, we could always catch our reds, and then next week hopefully we'll get a break because it's been a tough week with the wind. Wow. But we're going to do it
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, it certainly has. Yeah, and then rainstorms were nothing nice. Although it didn't seem like y'all got that much down there until that last little blow came through.
Right. Down in Burris, we hardly got anything. In Luling, we got 7-8 inches. And the lightning was, boy, that was a flashing show. I never seen nothing like it. But, you know,
yes, it was.
Getting back to the flounders, last year out of my 12 boats, I think we caught 6. And we've already caught more than that this year, so they seem to be making a little bit of a comeback. But, you know, the oil spill really did them in because, you know, they spent a lot of time in the deep water around those rigs. And that's what did it. You know, I was talking to a wildlife fisher about it one day, and the guy says, well, with global warming, I think the water temperature is warming up and they're not spawning us. Come on, guys. The river's been high for 8 years, blowing 40-degree water out there. How's the water warming up? But yet in Lake Charles, they got tons of them. So they must not have global warming in Lake Charles.
You know, global warming is the answer to a lot of things because, you know, you really can't prove it. And, you know, it's just one of those debatable things that'll go on and on. So anyway, as far as – go ahead.
The people discount what happened with the oil spill with speckled trout and flounders and mullet and stuff like that, but it really was detrimental, you know, and it's, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind these days, but still we're paying the effects of that, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, it's what happened, and people forget, you know, it's weird.
And it wasn't so much just the oil, but if you remember, they used that dispersant called Core Exit, which sank it all down to the bottom, and that's where the flounders spawn, is the bottom in deep offshore waters, so it could be a connection there. Well, anyway, get ready. They're probably going to institute some closures of seasons. They say it's not due to overfishing, but what other remedy do you have? How do you improve a species stock other than stocking them? You know, I don't know if Texas has done some of that, and maybe that's a worthwhile effort is for raising them.
How can you worry about the overfishing or something like that when, you know, you got the skimmers? They catch an awful lot of flounders, little flounders, even big flounders. I mean, you have to regulate the whole species. You just can't regulate out of commercial, you know, out of a recreational take. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They may do seasonal closures for the trawling for them. You know, that goes on year round. It's going to be interesting to see what remedies they come up with to try to bring flounder back. But I know one thing: it's a welcome fish among most people's boat when you catch one. It's usually a surprise.
Yeah. But in the western part of the state, they're really still catching a lot of flounders. You know, I see Phil and them out there, and they're doing real well on flounders during the summer, and they're catching plenty of flounders. I mean, not just a couple. They actually target them. So, you know, they got them in the west. You know, I guess the further away you get from what happened, you know, the better off you are. But, you know, we'll just keep on plugging at them.
You remember when Eddie's Pass used to exist?
Yeah.
Also, I think they might have called it Bastion Pass, which now I guess is all open water. I don't think there's much out there.
Yeah, it's all
that
open
was a
now.
Real flounder. That was a real flounder hotspot. You know, people would go out and actually camp out there on the shoreline at night with the lights and the gigs and come back with a ton of flounders.
You know, we got places on the east that went where the river was coming through. They would sit on those corners where that river water's coming in with that bait, and they'd just be blowing up. And out on the beach also where that water would pass, you'd see them come out the water. I mean, start flipping out the water after bait. I mean, I've seen flounders many, many times hitting like that where they just go airborne. Yeah. So it's been fun. You know, it's fun to catch them, but I don't eat them that much. They got so many of those little bones along the edge. I just, the heck with it. I would eat a speckled trout or a perch.
I got you. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get a hold of you. You know, we're starting to open things back up. We're in phase one, probably headed for phase two, hopefully, and then get back to normalcy. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I can't wait to get a bunch of people in the lodge again. It's been a long stretch, but they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. I got 12 guys ready to take you out. The lodge is just, we got it all spotless, and and ready to go, or they could call me on my cell phone at 504-559-5111, and we'll take care of all your needs.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week.
Night, buddy. We'll see you.
Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. Doesn't like to get those shrimp out and use them. He's more of a, what you call that, a purist with the plastic. It's effective, though, for him. All right, coming back after this, Rad Trasher joins us. We're going to talk a little Star CCA Rodeo coming up next weekend. He's got the details for you right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, 1 week from today, May 23rd, the largest and richest saltwater fishing tournament in the country, offering over $500,000 in prizes, gets underway. It's the CCA Louisiana Statewide Tournament and Anglers Rodeo. For short, it's called STAR, and its director, Rad Trasher, joins us this morning. You know, Rad, it's great when you've had a rodeo around for 26 years and people know what it is, and you just need to remind them it's time to get signed up and go. But if there are any changes or anything that people absolutely need to know about this year, year's event that they may not be aware of, tell us.
Look, thanks for having me, Don. I think, as you said, everybody knows what it is. This is the tournament where we have 100 tag redfish. You catch one, you win a Chevy, and tens of thousands of other prizes that you can get. So the biggest change, especially for your listeners, is we have had a handful of changes in the weigh station situation. We have 30 weigh stations across the coast. One in Hopedale, due to COVID concerns, has decided not to do it. So we've got a new addition, and that's Campos Marina. So they are going to be the weigh station in St. Bernard Parish. If you're headed that way, go see Robbie Campo and his friends. They will take great care of you. We've also made some adjustments on rules on a few things to clarify, mainly. One was on the kayak division. You know, we have a bank division. We have a regular trout division. The kayak division was a little gray, and so we cleaned it up a little bit. That basically says you have to be in your kayak to when you catch the fish. That's it. It really shouldn't affect much, but believe it or not, you know, when you have 15,000 people fishing this thing, they find some gray areas from time to time. But other than that, you know, we were hoping to add a few things this year, but with everything going on, we went with kind of the status quo. So all the prizes are the same, all the divisions are the same, and, you know, hopefully in October I'm going to give away about $500,000.
All right, I had some people asking about red snapper, which really you guys simplify it because it's a species that we don't know exactly when it's going to open and how long it's going to last. Tell us the deal on snapper fishing.
So, according for the tournament, it is you have to be abiding by the law. So, if you're on a charter boat, you're gonna have that has a federal reef permit. You're gonna have to be going during their season. If you're a recreational angler, you're gonna get to start on Saturday with a whole lot of other folks. And we will let it run until Wildlife and Fisheries closes it down. Now, we truly expect that it'll last through Labor Day for everybody. So, you know, as long as you are abiding by the law, whether it's state or federal, depending on what boat you're on, as long as you're legal there, you're legal with us, is basically the explanation.
To be signed up, you have to be a CCA member. I had some people asking about that. You cannot just buy a rodeo ticket. How much is the entry fee?
So the entry fee for STAR is $35. For adults, it is free for you 17 years and younger. And look, it basically STAR's a membership drive. You know, everybody thinks it's a giant fundraiser for us. It's not. It's a break even. Everything we take in, we basically give right back out in prizes. So you do have to be a member. And so it is $35 to also be a member. Your second adult or spouse or associate can have a membership for $25. And then the children memberships are 10.
As far as the awards banquet, you guys put on a big event there in Baton Rouge at the end of the tournament. I would assume that is going full-blown according, unless something between now and then changes.
Absolutely, Don. You know, between STAR as well as all of our other events, you know, we're keeping the dates that we're allowed to, and we will do our best to have that big gathering. But, you know, right now, who knows? But that was the beauty of having Stars. We don't have to have the gathering right now. And that gave us the ability to move forward and say, look, there's no better time to have people fishing for incentives and going to support those local coastal communities. So as far as the banquet goes, we'll see. But right now, it's still scheduled for mid-October.
I also have someone texting me, said they received an entry notice, I guess because they were a previous member and entrant. They got it from CCA National. Is there any difference in signing up at one of the locations, at one of your events, or just filling that out and putting it in the mail?
No, not at all. I mean, CCA National controls our membership database. So even if you come to my office or see one of us at an event, we're going to send it to them so they can kind of put it in the database and manage that. So it's all the same. It's all the same organization. It is also an important point. If you're a CCA Mississippi member or a Texas member or whatever, that membership counts for STAR. You know, whatever a CCA member is a CCA member. It's not divided by state. So that's why it runs through National. So no, there's no difference. There's no incentives either way. And quite frankly, right now, you know, 99% of our members are having to come through the website to do it at ccastar.com just because they're not seeing us at banquets and trade shows and things like that. So, and I would also tell people, you know, bear with us if you're having problems online or you're trying to get us calling. For example, the Louisiana office is starting to open Monday, but that's the first time our whole staff will be in the office. Texas is still in National or still at like 25% capacity. So we're trying to catch up as fast as we can and afford all the members as many mechanisms as we can offer. But, you know, it's just it's not a perfect system at this point.
Well, registration, a list of all the different divisions, the prize structure, where those weigh stations are located, the sponsors to thank, and, of course, the rules, ccastar.com. That'll get you all that information. Rad, been a pleasure. Great job on promoting this tournament, and I'm sure we'll have another successful season.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate your help.
All righty. Rad Trasher, director of Louisiana STAR, CCA's statewide tournament and Angler's Rodeo, and literally there's a fish in a category for everyone. All right, somebody texted me, said, my dad took me to Eddie's Pass. Great times gigging. How many of you remember Eddie's Pass? Well, what a great place that was, and you talk about a flounder hotspot. All right, ain't there no more. No, got washed away. All right, Convent Hunting Club, they're running hounds and this morning, but somebody's got to work. Too bad. All right, that's what you do so you can pay for these hunting and fishing trips. All right, sorry, folks, More Outdoors has not yet returned. I will keep you alerted for that. Someone thanks for the podcast situation. I take no credit for that. Whoever did it did a great job, and we're glad you like it. We'll see you next week. Another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.